One of the questions that's being asked this year is the question of Hallel and Mariv on the night of Pesach, first night of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, first two nights. So many communities have the practice to say Hallel with a bracha. And the question is this something which is limited to a tzibur, or would this be said even biyachid? And especially this year, so many people are davening biyachidus. So I understand that Rav Schechter came out with a psak that one should only say Hallel at the end of Mariv if one is bitzibur. Biyachid, one would not say it. It should be noted that Rav Avad Yosef in Yechavadas, Chelekei Simon Lamedal, disagrees with this. And Rav Avad writes that one would say the Hallel with a bracha, full Hallel, even biyachidus. And he goes so far as to say that even women who don't necessarily generally even daven Mariv should daven Mariv on the Leil HaSeder in order to be able to also say Hallel afterwards before the Seder starts with the bracha. So certainly there are differences of perspective here, and I just wanted to take a few minutes to discuss what these differences of perspective are based on. Is there a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim in this halacha? And the question really boils down to what is the basis of the practice to say Hallel as a part of Mariv on the Leil HaSeder. So this practice, this minog, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Pei Zayin. The Mechaber writes that it's the minog of Sephardim to say Hallel at Mariv on Leil Pesach. And the Rama writes that this is not our practice. What is the basis for the practice for those who have it? So the simplest explanation is that mentioned by the Tur. The Tur in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel quotes a major machlokes Gaonim and Rishonim. Should one recite a bracha over Hallel at the Seder? When we say Hallel at the Seder. So some Rishonim said, yes, of course, if you're chayef to say Hallel, then you should say a bracha. And others said that no one would not say a bracha. And one of the arguments is, how could you say a bracha on Hallel when there's a huge hefsek in the middle of Hallel? We start Hallel at the end of Magid. We don't say the rest of Hallel until much, much later after we bench. So with such a long hefsek, it's impossible to say a bracha. So the Tur writes, there are some places where they have the minhag to say Hallel after davening. And then they say the whole thing with no hefsek, and they say a bracha. And the Tur writes, matovu manoyim, such a minhag. And many understand that that's the basis of the Shulchan Aruch's minhag that he quotes, to say Hallel after davening on the night of Pesach. It is a way to fulfill the obligation of Hallel of that night without a hefsek, with a bracha, in a simple fashion. So if that's the case, it shouldn't really make a difference if it's biyachid or bitzibur. There are others who quote Kabbalistic reason, and this is something which is emphasized, or Avad Yosef, when he writes that you should say even biyachidus, he didn't make that up. He's quoting a tradition of Sephardi Poskim. The Chidah emphasizes this in numerous locations in his writings, including in the Birkei Yosef in Tav Pei Zayin, and the Kaf HaChayim paskins this way, and Rav Avadya in their footsteps. But the Chidah writes, Al Pi Kabbalah, it's a big deal to say Hallel after Mariv on the night of Pesach. And there are different explanations of what the significance is. Al Pi Kabbalah, Kaf HaChayim writes that on the Yontif of Pesach, as opposed to other Yom Tovim, we go all the way up immediately in the levels of Kedusha, right away at Mariv, and that's what necessitates the recitation of Hallel and Mariv. In any event, the Chidah writes explicitly, based on this, that one would say Hallel even biyachidus after Mariv. And again, that's something which does not depend on the tzibur, as the Chidah writes explicitly. Even if you're in a tzibur where they don't say it, the Chidah writes, you should say it yourself. There are other reasons for the recitation of Hallel, and Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in Shir Mozecher Ab Mori, and other Sfarim of the Rav's Torah is quoting Rav Chaim, that Al Pidin one should say Hallel Midin Yomtiv on the night of Pesach. Even though Midin Yomtiv, generally we say Hallel only during the daytime, the night of Pesach is an exception. Kilel Hiskadesh Chag is the Mekor for saying Hallel on any Yomtiv, and that's a reference to Pesach night. So that's what he said, that it's a Chiv Hallel Midin Yomtiv, in addition to the later Hallel that we say at the Seder, which is Midin Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once again, according to that reason, it would not seem to matter if it's biyachid or bitzibur. So where does the yachid and tzibur factor come into play? So that is in the Be'er HaGra, not in Hilchos Pesach, but in Hilchos Chanukah, in Tofresh Ayin Gimel, if not mistaken. The Gra writes that the reason we say Hallel after Mariv, for those who do, on the night of Pesach, is because of Pirsumei Nisa. And he uses that to explain the meaning to light Chanukah candles in Shul as well. Midin Pirsumei Nisa, even though no one is Yotzei when they light Hanukkah candles in shul. He says that is midin persumei nisa. Now, obviously, if it's midin persumei nisa, so then that's only true if there's tzibur. It's not persumei nisa b'tzibur if you're by yourself. We wouldn't say you should go into a shul by yourself and light Hanukkah candles all by yourself. It's only if there's a tzibur that's davening there. So too here, when it comes to halal. So that is the basis of that distinction here between yachid and tzibur. So which reason is the primary reason? It would seem that that l'dorei doros, Sfardim had been saying halal and mariv, and not because of the reason of the gra, because of the other reasons that were quoted by the Sfardi poskim. And therefore, it shouldn't make a difference for them whether it is biyachid or b'tzibur. In amongst Ashkenazim, the Nusach Sfard community, basically the Hasidic community, for the most part, also adopted this practice of saying Hallel at Marav on Pesach night. It also doesn't seem, as far as I'm aware, to be based on the explanation of the Gra either. The Nusach Ashkenaz community, for the most part, did not say Hallel on the night of Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, they, for the most part, do say Hallel on the night of Pesach. And that is understood to be a practice instituted by the Talmidei HaGra, in which case it's mistaber that they're acting based on the reasoning of the Gra. So that being the case, it would make sense that they would not say Hallel if they're davening b'yichidus. So those communities that have adopted that practice, even Chutz La'aretz, they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they say Hallel, may be based on that influence of the Minhag Eretz Yisrael and Talmidei HaGra, in which case the Yachid Tzibur distinction does make a lot of sense. So it would seem reasonable to suggest that it depends on the community. For Sfarim, they should say Hallel with the Bracha at Mariv, even B'yichidus. For those who daven Nusach Sfarim, probably also. Those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, probably makes sense not to do so. I want to just clarify that I don't know exactly what Rav Schechter meant in his psak, if he meant it as an all-encompassing psak for everyone or just for the Ashkenazim, just for people down Nusach Ashkenaz. But I'm just suggesting that distinction based on the different reasons that we have. And I saw afterwards someone sent to me that Rosh Shlomo Levi, the Rosh Kol Yeshiva Har Tzion, also wrote that for Sfarim, certainly they should say with a bracha. For Ashkenazim, he thought Nusach Sfardi was not there to say, would say, and Nusach Ashkenaz not. So we should be zoche to be able to sing Hallel together, not only as a chidim, but as a tzibur, and to be zoche to besaras tovos.